Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at a benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai titled, Your Destiny is in Your Own Hands, given on March 20th, 1996, in San Jose, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You can see me, not that you have to plow. All right, brothers?
Yeah.
When I was young...
You still are.
Yeah, yeah. Inside, I'm coming around. I was young, I noticed sometimes I'd be riding or on a bicycle or walking, and I'd hear somebody talk, but they weren't talking, they were thinking. Because when I turned my head, I knew they were there, and I could recognize it, like it's telepathy, see?
I see.
And then there's a lot of problems in this California with people having that problem. They said they're hearing voices, and
yes.
Nobody believes them.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then when I put them in there, they say, are you hearing voices? And to me, I think what has a problem is their centers or their mind is picking up telepathy, and they don't know how or what it's doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're frightened, and it's out of control. In other words, their perception to tune in to what someone's thinking
right.
isn't correct, but the center opens up, and they go, well, who's talking to me?
Yes. What kind of thinking normally you pick up? Negative, positive, or neutral, or just anything?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Can a person have the ability to read somebody else's thinking, hear their thinking?
Can.
Okay, well, yes, I know, but when they hear their thinking, but not know the light and powers beyond through the third eye, and have this perception, like, I can hear that person think, I can hear this, I believe in God, because God comes through every and everybody, and have no knowledge of the realms beyond.
Sure.
And then be entrapped in that. And
yes,
I didn't
yes.
know this all my life, but there's still something wrong with these people that read my mind. They eat a steak, they don't meditate, and they can pick up on me. They wonder why I'm so frantic at times, and my frantic is they're bothering me, you know? If you don't work on the road within, you're going to be sorry when you're floating out there
with a
low realm, right?
Sure.
The question was originally about telepathy and the lack of understanding
things,
or people being satisfied with what they believe.
These things exist, all right,
yeah,
brother?
That's what I wanted to know.
But they are not the highest level of consciousness,
yeah?
It's just at the mind level. It's like one computer, you know, communicate to, like internet style, yeah? And actually we have internet inside, and some people can make use of that, some people cannot. And that's all there is to it. And if we communicate with each other at the mind level, it's possible. People can train themselves into telepathy or hypnotism and things like that. Huh? And these have nothing... or sometimes not have much to do with the light and the sound, which uplifts you to the most high. Yeah. So actually sometimes we have this kind of ability. Yeah. When our mind is clear, you know, and not focused on a particular anything, then sometimes we pick up the wavelengths from other people's thinking, just like a radio. Hmm? So nothing big deal. Just forget it.
Don't let it trouble me.
Yes, yes, don't pay attention. And if you meditate or if you know the meditation of any kind, just then switch your mind, switch your concentration to the holy names or the mantra, whatever you are at that moment, and forget about this gossiping. It's do you no good.
I'm embarrassed to ask a simple question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. And I know I'm new and I'm anxious, and I'm so excited about it. But I'm having more trouble doing the Kuan Yin than I am the focusing on the light. The sound is more difficult for me to get into meditating on the sound.
Why?
I don't know why. It just is more difficult. I just can't seem to do it as easily.
Then you try to do as long as you can. Step by step, huh? And the next day you increase 1 minute or two, and the next day one more until you reach your desired time.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's difficult in the beginning, and the mind keep always interfering and telling you to to do other things. Just try your best, okay? Yeah. Oh, so serious, my God. Have some laugh, okay? You want me to tell you a joke? No. All right. You have to be happy yourself. Don't always rely on me. Yes. I always spoon-fed you, and that's no good, right? Brother, you have to do yourself.
Being around disturbed people that I don't understand why they don't seek for a better life.
Just concentrate on your own level of consciousness, yeah? See
yeah.
what you want, and that's important.
Yeah. Okay.
And you will influence people if yourself are
yes.
pure,
yeah.
right?
I have a lot of people that's in the neighborhood that still remember anything I've ever done. And the way they want to change it is they try to throw this talk about Jesus at me. And
somebody
to me,
got to help otherwise.
when Jesus said, in the house of the Father there are many mansions, but he didn't say anybody was in there. And then Moses left before Jesus, so he must be up there somewhere, you know. Okay, so I...
Go find him.
I need to build my altar. You can tell my altar is a little altered. See, I got to take care. I got to take care and use my mind. So if I work, I start finding the questions and problems within that I didn't solve. Like,
good.
What am I going to do? So I got to get a job again. So I'm working at that. Thank you.
Yes.
I've just been initiated last week. I have trouble identifying which is the true light and the light from my imagination, because when I close my eyes, sometimes I don't meditate and I still see light.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Is that your problem?
Yeah. Well, my problem is, can you tell me...
You don't
me?
Want the light or what?
No, I do, but I want to know which is the light from my imagination and which...
Do you think the light are from imagination? Can I sit here and just imagine there are light in this room?
No, when I close my eyes.
The same thing. Even when you close your eyes, it's even worse. You could not see the light if there is not the light there, okay? Light is light. There's no imaging light. Thank you very much. Okay, brothers, it is very good that even if we don't try to concentrate, we see the light. It's supposed to be like that, all right? Just that sometimes people don't get that, huh? So I have to tell them to sit down and meditate. But normally when you see the light, you should not analyze anymore, okay? Just enjoy it. It will make you feel better and wiser and more happy. Huh? Nothing wrong. Huh? Light, all right. Some people complain they don't have light. Some people complain they have too much light. What shall we do? No more question? Good, my God, what a good audience. Then we think we just go home, sleep. Ah, okay. All right. 10 o'clock already? Not possible. Is it? Is it 10 o'clock? Oh, gosh. I thought you would have wanted to ask me many questions since you haven't seen me for a long time, but you have been enlightened, so it's good. Huh? You're satisfied, huh?
My question is, what would you suggest... if someone has been hurt.
Somebody been hurt? Yes.
Right.
Emotionally?
Emotionally.
Yes.
What is a quite seriously, a good way to recover? Do you have any words about that?
Uh-huh. It depends. It depends on what kind of emotional suffering that person has gone through. Could you be more particular?
Well, being abandoned.
Abandoned by a lover?
Yeah, and a friend.
Girlfriend or friend. Wife, something? Friend. Friend or girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. It's different than friend. Yeah, because it hurts more. Okay. Time. Time will heal everything. Go out and see better friends. Okay, talk to them about your problem. And go dancing. Yeah? Go where it comforts you. But I tell you what, even if you go to heaven, it will not comfort you. Just time. This is the most suffering thing that a human has to go through. When a loved and trusted one just left. Sometimes with no reason. Sometimes with apparently superficial reasons. Sometimes there's maybe a logical reasons. But whatever reason... We suffer. So only time can heal this, provided we want to be healed. Sometimes at the hour of suffering, seems like no medicine, nothing can comfort our soul. But it will, I assure you. None of the ordinary human being would be able to escape this kind of experience, because in life we have to have many experiences in order to grow, in order to mature, to master our own destiny, our emotion, our intellect, our wisdom, and our thinking even. Yeah? So this is one of the painful experience that human has to go through in order to master the most difficult emotion. And no one is spared of this. So you are not alone. And just take it as some experience, yeah? Suppose that person die, you lose her anyhow. Or suppose you die, you lose her anyhow. Or suppose you have somebody else better, and you leave her anyhow. So one way or another, somebody lose, somebody gain. Or nothing lost, nothing gain. She left you for somebody else? No? No. Just left you. Maybe she come back, you never know. I know all this experience. It's awful. Still we have to go through. It's terrible, huh? It's terrible. More than sickness, more than starvation, and more than toothache. Heartache is terrible. I wish I could help you. I wish I could erase immediately this painful memory in your heart. But you are the only one that can do that. And I don't want to take this blessing away from you, because as soon as you heal yourself, you became stronger. Next time, you don't get hurt so easily. You get again next time. Don't worry about that. It's not the last. It might be the first, but it might not be the last. And, you know, each time you grow stronger and stronger. And later, you know, this is just nothing. Yeah? You will have more detachment for this ephemeral pleasure that the body and the mind like to cling to, which is called love, which is not really love, just a part of true, great, everlasting love. Of course, it is very nice if we can include this small portion of universal love into our life, then our life would become more beautiful, yeah, more kind of meaningful. We were more flamboyant, we were more happy, thing like that. But nevertheless, there are many other things that we can comfort our soul with and we can be occupied with. Yeah? I try to do something helpful to other people at the moment and try to see through their suffering. But nevertheless, you have to learn your own way. No one can help. Even if I have thousands of experience, I cannot prevent you from falling in love and getting hurt when you fall in out of love. This is a cause and consequences. All right? We have to be responsible for whatever action and reaction we take in this life. If we fall in love, we have to expect the best and the worst, because both will happen. Right? Sometimes you have the best and sometimes you have the worst. Or first you have the best and later you have the worst. So you have to know beforehand, before you fall in love to somebody, you have to be clear that are you going to take this opportunity, to take this risk or not? If you're afraid of pain, then don't fall in love. That's my advice. And if you think love is exciting, you know, worth it to try, then take risk. No one can guarantee anything. Especially the love business. Yeah. Not even the master or the Buddha can write you a guarantee certificate, say you lived happily ever after. I doubt it. All the story about the prince and princess, they just write the beginning, they did not write the end. So all of us children are getting, you know, cheated. And we always think, you know, Cinderella and all this kind of stuff. Wait until they got together, or they got a few children, you watch and see. So, actually, sometimes during the loving relationship, we break up. Maybe that's lucky, you know? At least you have good memory. you have illusion of what it could be, what it might have been, what it would have been if she didn't leave me or if I didn't leave her. But if you had the opportunity to live together for a long life, you know, and then no more romantic. Yeah. What tax bill, telephone bill, electric bill. Yeah, yeah, and then the children fees and all kind of things. And you know what? Actually, I don't know what is really good, yeah? To stay together for all the time or just to break up in between in order to have a painful but romantic memory and illusion. Anyhow, any choice has a price. So you take whatever it is. If you want to keep your relationship, it has a great price. You have to attend to your partner all the time. You have to sacrifice some of your personality, your time, your freedom, your privacy, many other things in order to keep a relationship going on. Besides, even if you do that, you might not be able to keep it. Some people don't like that. Some people don't like a clinging partner. Some people don't like a too considerate a partner. Some people don't like a too good a partner. Some people like bad boys or bad girls. It's just a little bit spicy, naughty, they like it. And if you're too conservative, yeah, too good, too sweet, too considerate, too surrender to every wish and desires of the partner, sometimes you will lose her or him. So you never know what ticks, you never know what snaps, you know. Just take risk if you want, but don't ask me how I can heal you and how I can prevent this. No medicine, all right? Take it or leave it. Both are fun, okay? But in America, life is a little bit more lonely. Many people stay in America, they feel more lonely. Maybe the land is too big, population too small. And nowadays people don't produce that many children anymore. We seem to get more lonely. So we like to have a partner to share interest or lonely time, thing like that. But along with this pleasure comes a great responsibility and sacrifice. So you are the only one can decide whether it's worth to try. But no one can guarantee. So next time, if you fall in love again, you must know before, all right? That it might happen the same thing again. Or it might happen worse. For example, like, okay, you're successful to get married, yeah? She didn't leave you, you did not leave her, and then you are married. But then later life goes, you know? It's no more like the beginning. You must know everything before you start a loving relationship. But sometimes we know all this, but we could not help to prevent it. Then it's okay, just enjoy while it lasts. That's what I say. And when it goes, goodbye. Yeah? It's painful, but let it be. Pain is also a kind of experience. Why do we reject it? Just see how it develops. Yeah, we know it's painful. All right, we get on with our life while the pain is still there. Just like we get on with our life while the love is still there. Everything, we just take it as it is and don't dramatize it, don't make it worse, and don't dwell on it. There are many other things, exciting things to do. In some of the previous life, I fell in love many times. Yeah, and it hurts. Because it hurts. But then every time like that, I just carry on with my work. Yeah? Okay, all right, today I'm very hurt. I have a lot of pain because a lover has left me, but so what? I have a lot of things to do. Like in the morning, I must get up, do what? And in noontime, I must do what? Afternoon, I must see somebody, what? And evening, I must do what? You know what I mean? As you carry yourself into the daily routine and devote yourself to the duty of the day, you find that every wound, every pain heals quickly. You still know it's there, but you don't let it overwhelm you because you stay calm. You just do your work and everything take care of itself. The pain heals quicker than you think, quicker that way. And besides, because you're not careful, so you didn't see that the relationship normally wouldn't have lasted anyhow. If you look back, you see, the personality traits, you know, the clash, the conflicts, the difference of interest, you must look back and check up, and you know that you have been blind all this time. It shouldn't have been started anyhow, for example, like that. I think you have spoken enough. Now I'm on romance and love. Okay, anything else?
Thank you, Master. I am a medical student, and I would like to ask a question about euthanasia. That's mercy killing.
What's that for? You get me into trouble? This is your job, and all the doctors decided.
Because I'm a medical student, probably in the future I will face that choice.
Why? Do they have the law that like that in America? Is there a law here that you can have mercy killing?
I don't know, because I'm from Taiwan.
Why am I responsible for other countries? The different law.
There are many kinds of mercy killing. I'm talking about the one that's so-called passive mercy killing. For example, when a person is severely ill or injured, and he is, on ventilator support, and there are no signs showing that he is still alive, except that he is still breathing on ventilator support and his heart is still beating.
Sometimes people wake up after 6 months or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So it's hard for me to tell you which one to kill and which one to spare. Very difficult, of course. So the families must decide, the doctors must decide, yeah, and the patient as well, if he has any consciousness. Huh? If I were to tell you this vegetable-like state is not worth preserving, then how about those people who wake up after long coma? Yes? See, so what can I tell you? And suppose I were to tell you that these are to be prolonged. But actually some people are prolonged all their many 25 years or something, but they have not woken up from the coma. So here I am again, you know. It's very difficult to judge. It is for the immediate family members of the patient, as well as the doctors. They must know which case, all right, besides God will take care. Mm.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. There's so many problems in this world, huh?
Hi, Master. My question is very short. What is God? Because I don't have a clear conception of what God is. I have been studying like physics, you know, I'm being trained as a student and like a study material laws, like 20 years from primary school to college. Then I know like in this material world, there are certain physical laws. Everything is governed by the physical laws. So is God just the higher level universal laws and govern the spiritual, you know, different spiritual levels, or is God something else? Can you give some inspiration about what God is?
I thought the question would be short.
Right.
So you mean why God doesn't come to save the world? Is that right?
No, I mean, I just don't have a clear conception what God is. Is God a person, or is it just a universal law, or is God...
God is not to be described in this way. I don't think I can write many books to describe about God. Actually, when you're asking me right now, I have no idea what God is. Somebody has any idea? No, huh?
A loving master who doesn't eat meat.
He say a master who is loving doesn't eat meat. Something like that. Oh my God. Actually, when we know God, that is when we don't know what God is. Before that, we think we know God this and that, God is love, God is justice, God is powerful, God is everything, mercy, God is blessing. But after maybe we know God, then we begin not to know Him. I mean, we cannot describe anymore. We just be it, you know? So it's very difficult. Why don't you just try our method and then... Everybody claim to know God afterwards, so... Try.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You see, just like a fish in the water, huh? A fish came to his mother and asked, "Mother, what is sea, you know? What is the ocean? What is the water?" So the mother said, "You are swimming in it. You're living your life in it. You're born from water, and you're dying water, and you have your existence in water. Water is surrounding you. You are from water. You're one with the water." That's what it is with God, I think. Yeah? If that can be clear enough, I am not sure even. At the moment, I have difficulty in explaining to people what God is, and what is a Tao, what is a practice and all this. I have more trouble than I used to do. At the moment, I think all the fellow practitioners can explain better than I do. Is that not so? I think so. I think you explain better than me. So it's funny. You think I go everywhere and preaching to people all the time? Or for example, if I go to the president of Dominica or the prime minister, I would preach to them, "Please eat vegetarian." No, I didn't even give them book or anything. But the disciples, they thought about that. They bring some books. I said, "Oh, good that you have some." Because I never thought about it. You know what I give them? Sometimes you like men's stuff, you know, tie, couplings, thing like that. Or for women, I give ring, you know, tax-free from the airport, thing like that. Yes, or all the duty-free gifts, you know. I would buy this and give to them. And that's all there is. Or if the country needs some contribution, you know, for the children or for the old people or sick people, then I would offer some donation. That's all. But you know what? 3 people ate vegetarian. Only 3 days I met 3, and 3 had started vegetarian from nowhere. I didn't even say anything. They just saw me eat vegetarian, and that's it. They said, "Okay, from today we begin vegetarian too." And said and done. Really like that.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
But what I mean is, I don't preach anymore. I cannot preach anymore. I just feel not natural anymore. I don't know why. I just give people anything except the preaching. And sometimes when the followers, the attendants, you know, giving them books and all that, you know, sample booklet, "I come to take you home," and something like that. I felt kind of embarrassed. You know, I don't know why. I just became so shy, you know. Perhaps I still can go out and give lecture when it's really necessary, but I just cannot imagine I would do that. Not like I was so enthusiastic before, you know. I feel more natural to talk. Now I feel more natural not to talk. But sometimes because you demand and you love so much, you like to hear me talk something. So I'm also trying to to please you. Otherwise, it's very difficult for me just to stand here and do nothing, and difficult for you to accept that. Never mind. If you have question, then it is good for me so that I can answer you.
Dear Master, I have waited for you for 4 years already. Since the time I was in Malaysian refugee camp, I have known you by chance. Because in that time, I admire you very much. You have done a lot of good things for people in this earth, especially for the Vietnamese refugee. Truly to say, I have a master inside my mind for 7 years until now. He appears every time when I leave in the daytime, even when I sleep. He comes to me every time. And he called me to come to see you for many important things. But I cannot help you here because it's very serious for my master inside. So can I write a letter to you on next Saturday or Sunday? Because for me, I have tried to come to see you for many times. I come from Canada. I have tried to come to Taiwan to see you 4 times in Taiwan, but I couldn't see you there.
Why?
And until now, because at that time I was not your disciple.
Oh, but everyone, regardless, disciple or not, can see me. Just, I don't know why you cannot. If I'm there, anyone can come see me.
Yeah.
Sunday open.
So today I'm very happy because I've become your disciple. So I try my best to write many important things for my master my mind.
You're
so
right.
can I send it to you on next Saturday or Sunday?
Sure, you can.
Because it's very important. I cannot tell here.
Okay. Please write down and give it to me on Sunday if I'm there. Okay?
Thank you very much, Martha.
You're welcome.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Peace-loving viewers, thank you for your kind-hearted company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 2 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's inspiring lecture, Your Destiny is in Your Own Hands. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry. Coming up next, after Noteworthy News, may your noble dreams be realized and your life be overflowed with the boundless love from heaven.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.